Je ne sais pas si vous avez des questions, si vous souhaitez poser les questions maintenant pour Peter, ou si vous voulez connaître plus sur USAISA, ou sinon on continue parce qu'on a un petit peu de retard. Donc pas de questions. Jean-François, oui.
J'ai beaucoup de questions. Peut-être une, je peux parler français, Peter? I speak French.
A little.
I've been very interested by your relations with the corporate members, mm-hmm. because I think at AMU, as long as I remember,
I think at AMU and at UNIS, we don't know very well how to manage our relations with companies. Probably it's been better at AMU, but the course you are doing for explaining to companies how to talk to universities is seems very interesting.
Certainly, I can let you have details of that. But in summary, what it does is explain a little bit about the university sector, because we find people just don't understand it at all. And then it goes on to look at how procurement works in universities and the fact that decisions are quite often, certainly in the UK, made by committees, and those committees take a long time to actually come to a decision. So it's sort of hints and tips like that that really sort of say about the length of the relationship. We try and work with all our corporate members to help them bring their products to market and make sure that they're not engaging with the sector in inappropriate ways. One of the things that we find our members don't like is being phoned up. What we term cold calling, so people just phoning up on the off chance that you might want to buy something. We try and sort of encourage our corporate members to build a relationship with the universities, and then they'll find that that relationship grows and they'll maybe have a long-term relationship and resulting in long-term selling.